And we are back. Couch Company Podcast. I'm John. With me, as always, Tyler.
Hola, mi amigo.
That's hi, my friend.
Yes.
In Espanol.
Yes.
And also a unique introduction.
Yes.
For Tyler, who almost totally ruined that last week, which is week like two or three.
Two. Yeah.
For those of you who aren't aware, we have a current cheeseburger bet, which, again, Tyler feels like there needs to be an explanation about what a cheeseburger bet is. I am of the mindset of the audience is smart enough to infer through context clues.
And I think the audience is dumb.
Yes.
I'm just kidding.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
Anyways, Tyler has to say a unique introduction from now until the end of the year. And he's used...
I've already moved on to other languages. That's
yeah,
where I'm at.
You're in trouble. Yeah, you're in big trouble.
It's
well, last week was like, hey, howdy.
last week was halo.
Halo, yeah. Yeah, you almost did hey again.
It's not good.
No.
Anyway.
Yeah, but we're here.
Yep.
We're out here. We're just talking about things that make us happy and before we started recording.
is that what we were doing?
No. But I would imagine you don't want to go through all that stuff on air again.
No, I have to buy a new furnace and air conditioner. That's where I'm at.
Housing is a scam, I guess.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was saying, like, not that you want to get into this, but...
We can, sure.
This cannot be the typical homeowner experience.
That's what people say.
There's no way.
Hey, man, for years I heard, like, oh, you're renting. You're just throwing money away. Do you know how much money I've thrown away on this house?
You proved me wrong. I was a hardcore buy a house person. After seeing you, it's like that. I don't know where I'm at now. I just want to live in a box, honestly.
If I could, to be fair, I know this would still be a house. If I could take our old apartment, because I miss the heck out of that place. Like, it's crazy how much I miss that place.
Yeah.
Take that.
Yep.
Put it as a ranch house.
Yeah. Right? Okay.
Like,
yeah,
lift
yeah,
it
yeah.
out. Like,
yeah.
so I don't want like
just
I don't want
layout.
Neighbors and stuff. Yeah.
Yep.
And there you go. And that would be my ideal.
What if you could place. Just buy that apartment though, and it's just yours?
The entire building?
No, just that.
Oh, I would never do that.
You never do that,
dude. I would smell weed every time I walked into the bathroom, like our master bathroom.
Yeah.
So someone was just smoking a ton of weed, and then someone plays drums at like 11 o'clock at night.
That sucks.
Yeah. Also, I mean, walls are fairly, like, I would hear people, like, snoring. So either the guy snores extremely loudly or, like, walls are just pretty thin.
Yeah.
And then they would not appreciate little Penny screaming her head off at 3 in the morning, you know?
That is the nice thing about this place is the walls completely.
Yeah, that's what they keep saying. Like
I haven't heard anything.
Yeah.
When I've been here.
Yep. Apparently, the only thing you can hear is if you're, like, running on stairs that are connected to like the other wall. So if she gets older, if she's like running up the stairs, theoretically they'll be able to hear that.
Okay.
But
what ears. If she's light on her feet?
Yeah, she will be.
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely.
You think she's going to be like a ninja warrior?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Do you remember G4?
Yeah.
The TV station? That was like the original Ninja Warrior was on there.
Mm-hmm.
Like when it was like Japanese and it was like they had English like subtitles and stuff.
Did I tell you about the 100 or whatever and on Netflix?
Yes.
Did we talk about that? Did we talk about it on here?
No.
For anyone that needs a cool Ninja Warrior show that's not quite Ninja Warrior, I think it's called The 100. Nah, maybe something. It's something 100. It's on
100.
Netflix.
Yeah.
But it's just 100 Korean. I think they're all Korean. I think.
Oh, really?
I think. They
I thought
might
it was
be.
Japanese.
It wasn't Japanese.
Okay.
No.
Korean.
It might be multinational, but in there, like, here's a MMA fighter, here's a wrestler, here's a sumo wrestler, here's an athlete, like soccer player, here's a football player, here's FBI agent. They had here's someone from like a boy band or whatever, because those guys have like crazy stamina and they're like super lean and fast and all that stuff. Male and female. And it's just like there's a 100 people, and they're like, "All right, fight." I guess I don't know. And like they're not like fist fighting each other, but they get into like an octagon, and there's a ball that gets dropped in. It's like, "All right, at the end of 3 minutes, whoever has the ball wins." and then you just go. So you could have, like, there was like an MMA woman who picked an FBI agent, and then she just grabbed the ball, latched onto it, and this dude could not get her off of the ball. She just annihilated this dude. And it was hilarious. Because, like, at the start of it, you have to have, like, they say, like, a one-liner or whatever. So, like, hers is, like, you know, like, I had to pick him because she got to pick her opponent. So yeah. She's like, I had to pick a man because I'm going to beat you or something. And he's like, I don't care that you're a woman. I'm going to kick your ass. You're like, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's all dubbed and it's all just silly. I don't know. Anyway, it was really good.
Yeah, that is weird.
So the sumo wrestler just grabbed the ball and threw it away and then just blocked for 3 minutes.
Yeah. You're telling me that one.
Yeah.
They're on season 2, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That is so funny. Yeah, anyway, it sounds like a really good show.
Anyone should watch that. It's pretty good. Yeah.
Dude, those shows like in the East are like on a different level, dude.
It's like the dub part of it is just so, because like they had to run for like 15 minutes straight. And it's like whoever ran the least lost.
Right.
Or whoever stopped or whatever. So naturally the sumo wrestlers were like, we're out. And you just had some of these guys that were just like sprinting for like 15 minutes and people are just like, oh my god, like they're talking and they're out of breath, but it's just like the dub is just like, oh my goodness, they are a machine. Whatever. It's like, yeah, they are. But anyway, it was a good show. I've been watching a lot of just,
it's on Netflix. Yeah, you're kind of like, your situation right now is you're trapped in the living room
till 3 a.m yeah, and then Chelsea comes down and relieves me, and
you should be a Tekken god at this point.
I wish, but I hold my daughter on my lap and she like lays on my arm.
Yeah.
So it's really like one of the two hands are going to be just numb. So either my movement hand, like that thumb is going to be numb.
Right.
Or the buttons are going to be numb. 99% of the time I use the movement hand because it's like, okay, whatever, I can do that. But now that I've switched to Paul, there's a lot of these like half circle things I need to be doing, which I haven't done. Law doesn't really have any of those.
No.
So now that I'm trying to practice that, I'm like, man, I can't do it.
That's how I destroyed my thumb, dude. Yeah. Nina is all about those half circles.
Yeah.
And like my thumb just gets, my left thumb.
Yep.
My movement thumb.
Yeah.
It's crushed.
Now imagine that your hand's numb.
But it's like training weights. I feel like you're going to like, as soon as you don't have to do that anymore, it's going to be like you're just this monster.
So
because you're like, dude, I actually have blood.
I have blood. Yeah. I'll be on my computer. Yes. I'll have a better controller.
Yes.
I'll have a better internet connection.
You're literally like Karate Kid training right now.
I am Piccolo with a bowling ball in my head.
Yes.
Just practicing.
Or Rock Lee.
I don't know who that is. Naruto. I only know anime. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Naruto's really not anime, so.
He does the same thing. Apparently, like, these things around his ankles are just, like, giant weights.
Yeah.
He drops, it's like,
I did that. Blows up. Whenever I was running seriously for however many years ago that was, I was actually in good shape, I put weights on. And then
ankles?
Yeah, and then I found out that that's, like,
bad.
Really bad. Like, already running is just bad on your joints.
Yeah.
But then to, like.
If you're going
to
put weight on, you want to do, like, a vest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I didn't have it. My dad had
the limbs.
My dad had these weights, and they were literally just like leather bean bags with like, it was like chains.
That's so old school.
It wasn't chains. It was like buckles, but it was like, it was super hot. It was
not a good move.
It was stupid. I think I maybe did it for like maybe a week.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I can't walk. Like, okay.
Well, dude, friend of the show, Jeff.
Yeah.
At What Killed Jeff, like walks around with cinder blocks.
Yeah. I wonder if he's still doing that.
I don't know. That's a good question. Probably. Yeah.
What's he playing now?
So I don't know. I don't know what he's been playing.
Oh, Dragon's Dogma. I watched that.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense. I haven't touched that since.
I was like, I watched it more recently. Yeah, it's Dragon's Dogma.
I gotta like.
Have you played that at all?
No. I haven't gotten back to it. I can't. I don't have the courage.
Yeah,
just boot that game up.
There's a lot coming out, like a lot, like
really.
Yeah. Well, in my world.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen Children of the Sun?
No.
So I bought it. I haven't played it yet. Okay. But Children of the Sun is like a sniper game, but it's like you get a bullet and then you have to like kill everyone with a bullet type of thing. They showed it in like, one of like the Xbox.
Like Wanted?
Like Wanted-ish.
Curve it.
Yeah. Well, eventually you get there. But like you can like angle stuff where if like you shoot someone, it like ricochets and then you can like change direction.
So it's a puzzle.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Your favorite puzzle games.
I love puzzle games.
Yeah.
Almost as much as I love Dragon's Dogma.
It's on the same level. Yeah.
I need to give it another chance, dude. I just don't know what to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it doesn't even, I don't know. I mean, I was talking about this before. It doesn't even look good. The game doesn't look good at all. Am I crazy? Am I taking crazy pills?
I think the lighting's really good.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't have a good eye for that stuff, so. What do I know?
I mean, hey, it doesn't matter what you know. Like, if you don't think it looks good, it doesn't look good.
Yeah, but I could be dumb.
No.
You don't think so?
No. It's all subjective.
Not really.
Yeah.
I think there are, like, metrics for, like, visual quality.
Well, yeah, but if you're taking Dragon's Dogma and you're like, okay, from a realistic standpoint.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it looks very good.
No.
However, the lighting, from a realistic standpoint, looks good.
Looks great.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think the color palette's very good. Like, it's natural. It looks like you could go outside and you're like, okay, like the color of this rock.
Yeah.
With the sun hitting it.
Right.
If I walked outside and found a rock with the sun hitting it, it'd be around the same color.
Like, yeah. Kind of there. I've been going down this color theory rabbit hole.
Yeah, you sent me a link.
Yeah. Have you ever used that website?
Awesome. I've never used it, no.
So I was, like, doing my costumes in Tekken, and I wanted, like, I was like, man, I really want the color scheme to make sense.
Because
sometimes what I'll do is, like, so I like the normal outfits, and I'll just do a color swap. So I was, like, trying to understand what would look good together.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, there's this website. I forget what it's called. But it's if you just Google color theory,
you'll get a thousand different websites. But yeah.
It's really cool, though. They have, like, the color circle. So it has all the colors on it. Mm-hmm. And there's different things that you can do, but if you're doing like complementary colors, essentially all it does is whatever color you pick on the circle, it'll match it with the opposite side of the circle, like the mirror,
right,
of what that is, and that in theory should be a complement.
Bring out your analogous.
What?
Analogous colors.
What's that? Is that like the same?
Mm.
Yeah. So yeah. They like to, but the website's really cool because they
well, not exactly. So, yeah, continue.
Yeah, the same. Like, it's different shades of the same. Like, blue, it'll be three blues, right?
So if you're talking hues, it'd be slightly different. Analogous is not the opposite, but it'd be within like the same half of the.
Yeah, or the I gotta look it up. What's really sphere. Cool about it is that it talks about the different definitions. So there's like complementary, monochromatic.
That's going to be your same.
So that's the same. Yeah. So then it like gives you a little blurb about what monochromatic is, and it's different shades of the same color.
Mm-hmm.
So like the example is orange. And then there's analogous, which is colors that are side by side.
Yeah.
So it's not the same color necessarily, but they're all next to each other.
Different hue. Yeah.
But it's cool because then it's like, yeah, so if you're going to use analogous, you want one color to dominate, and then you sprinkle in the other two because it's very jarring. Mm-hmm. Right. And then there's triadic, which is three colors, which that's what I was using. I found that like two colors, at least for the Tekken costumes, wasn't enough for a lot of them.
That's what I used for law, but yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So I was using three mostly, I think.
You can get away with two, but then you would want, and this technically falls in the three category, but if you do two and kind of keep it like kind of monochromatic more or less. But then you have that kind of like highlight color. So either use your white or your black.
Yeah.
And that kind of gives you the different definitions of
white or black is like always good.
Yeah.
You can always sprinkle that.
I have three costumes for Paul that I want to throw. Yeah. There's one where I'll be interested to see if you even know what I changed on it. But the more I was looking at him, the more I'm like, I don't like his current hair color. I always felt that they made it too orange.
Oh, okay.
So I made it a little lighter.
Like it's blonde.
Like true blonde. Like yeah, true like blonde, where it used to be. Yeah.
Right. That's cool.
So like I shaved his beard off.
Nice.
Yeah. That's so funny. He's like old school Paul.
Old school.
Yeah.
With the hair straight up.
Yeah.
Of course.
Of course.
You have to. Yeah. No, I have all my Nina costumes, which I'm happy with. And then I was doing Azucena, which I think I have like three. So I have like the alternate one, which is the one I was playing against you, like the orange one.
Yeah.
She's got the little hoodie on, like the little hoodie cut off.
Yeah.
But because I don't like the original one because it's like long sleeves, and I just fight like when I'm thinking about these costumes, I think about them way too much.
Yeah.
Like it still honestly doesn't matter.
Well, I saw that like, video where it's like people playing Tekken, it's just 6 hours of
yeah,
customizing.
That's what I do. Yeah. It's a problem. But it's like, okay, well, she's an MMA. Like she needs her arms free. So she's going to have the cutoff hoodie because sure. It's like her warm up jumper.
Yeah.
But it's not going to have sleeves so she can grapple and shit.
Yeah.
So that was like where my brain's at.
And I love that.
So I had that one. And then she's got like the, she's got like this street dancing outfit,
mm-hmm.
which was fun. That was fun to put the colors on that. And then the third one, and this is what I do for all my characters, is like it's like a day off
yeah.
costume.
Yeah.
Like they're just wearing something at home, just chilling or something like that.
I think the girls wear it better than the guys because like the guys, if you put like a white t-shirt on them, it doesn't look natural.
Yeah.
It looks like
super
it's,
baggy.
Yeah. It's weird. Really weird. Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't done any costumes for guys.
It's not all great. The, like Law was easy.
Yeah.
Paul I did so I did his classic one.
Yeah.
And I changed his hair color. Took out some of like the extra trim colors and stuff. And I just went very, very simple of like I pulled up a picture of like what did he look like in Tekken 3?
Yeah.
Like, oh, he just wore like black gloves and feet, not like now it's like you see the red stitching and everything. I'm like, nope, take that all away. It's just like clean.
It's clean.
So I have that. I made Donald Trump because his hair is
oh,
like
Paul,
his
Donald Trump. Yeah,
so
yeah.
I made
yeah.
him tan.
Yeah.
Gave That's him some so light funny. Orange hair and I put a donut in his mouth and he's just wearing a blue suit. And then
oh my God.
I took because with Paul and Law, because they're friends,
yeah.
Paul can wear Law's outfit and Law can wear Paul's outfit.
Yeah.
So I took my custom character of Law with the yellow and the glasses and everything.
Wow,
I just
put
made
on
that
him.
On Paul.
That's yeah. awesome.
So now I have two that are identical, but it's just like, yeah.
Which is the one you want me to identify the small change? The first one?
Yeah, you're never... I told you what it was. But if I just played with him without telling you, like, I changed his hair color by three hex decimal, you know, whatever. And it's like, yeah, it's never going
to... Are you able to... So like when I was doing the colors on here on the wheel, see the wheel at the top? Audience can't see, but it has like so for example the color I'm on right now is 1ECBE1.
Sure. Yeah.
Like do you know what that is?
Typically not. Is that a lighter color?
It's like a blue. Yeah, it's light blue.
So you can pick some of that stuff out. Like I mean 000.
Like do you know
black.
What this stuff stands for?
No, I don't.
Okay. So like cuz it I mean there's like a pattern to like a
there
50
is, yeah.
A1AF. So it's like the number tells you something and the
in the color
letters,
like in the letters yeah
something
like you can pick certain patterns out. So like if you go all the way to like where black and white is
yeah
and then you start like you go down to black
which is like in the middle
just,
I guess
it should be on the edge
oh
like
I
on
see.
The very
yeah,
very,
the very
edge,
edge.
Like and if you go black it should be 000. That's how you know it's true black, right?
Well that's 0101.
So then that's not true black.
It's not true
black. Yes, yeah, but that's exactly right. So it goes 01, 01, 02, 02, goes all the way up, all the way to FFF.
Yeah.
So if you want to know what each of those kind of like
FFF is white.
Is white, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So as that goes up, you can start kind of figuring that stuff out.
Yeah. What I like about the website too is like as you change it, it changes the color at the top
nice.
Of the website.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not very ADA compliant, but that's fine.
Anyways.
That's a contrast thing.
I don't know.
ADA.
I just thought it was interesting. Anyways, so I've been doing that. Also, Alyssa's costumes are sick.
Yeah.
I have like a normal one and then a robot one.
Okay.
Where it's just like her robot form.
Okay.
And then I have a normal outfit one.
Did you get the dude, I'll tell you what, and I know I'm jumping a little bit, but like it kind of sucks that Tekken isn't combined. Like I don't have an account on both. So like I'm going to get back to my PC and like all the stuff I did for Paul, gone. All my Tekken Pass stuff, gone.
Oh, right.
Like it kind of sucks. And vice versa, where it's like I don't have Eddie. I don't have. So
right.
It's kind of like I'm doing all this like quote unquote work.
Yep.
And
You can't.
Yeah. You get I don't know what it is, but like I started playing Law just on ranked. I'm like, oh, I'll just level him up because I'm just bored or whatever.
Sure.
I got my ass beat.
Really?
Beat.
Damn.
Like, I don't think I started winning like a round until like my fourth or fifth match. And I don't know, like something, there is a difference. And I know it sounds like it's like I'm doing a cop-out or whatever, but I'm like, I refuse to believe I'm that bad where like, I don't know if it's just the latency of the PlayStation is different or if it's the, like the connection. And like, of course I threw all my Ethernet cords out, so I have to get an Ethernet cord. But like my router is like 4 inches away from the PlayStation.
Yeah.
So it can't be my internet connection.
No.
So I don't know what's going on with it, but I was just like, I was getting so frustrated.
Although I've been told it doesn't really matter, like proximity.
It shouldn't. Unless, but what I'm saying is it's line far. Of sight. Yeah. It's like there's nothing interfering with
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But I was just like, well, man, I mean, what is going
Ethernet's
on?
Ethernet's so much better though.
Yeah, usually. But like down here, my PC is completely fine.
Oh, it's Wi-Fi?
Yeah, my PC.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's not even hooked up.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what that is then. Maybe it's just the PS5.
Maybe. Yeah.
But. Yeah, I mean, dude, when you're playing competitive games like that, like you're playing shooters, you're playing fighting games especially, things like that, it's like small differences. Like when I play League on a different computer, for example, it is awful. It's the most miserable experience because you are so hyper-focused on all of these different aspects of the game that every little minuscule difference matters. Mm-hmm. And when you start changing that, different keyboard, different monitor, even like a different angle on the monitor.
Yep.
What I can't stand is in League specifically when my mouse settings get changed, the sensitivity, that's the worst because you can tell that instantly.
Yeah.
And like the clicks are so important. So yeah, no, any little latency or anything like could definitely come about that. Now, what I will say is I was telling you about that one day before I came over here to record, and I was losing every game too. Like, I just have some days where it's like I'm just getting killed on ranked. Yeah. I don't know what it is. I just can't win a game.
I really want to, it sounds so stupid, I really want to train with you, but like I really do, where like I think I'm good with Paul, and like honestly I was playing ranked and I was like winning every match because he was just like, he's so freaking powerful that,
but
like,
you're in the beginning ranks.
100%. Yeah, yeah.
So it's same like, way for Addison. I was just
need
him.
To like I need a kind of skill check. Like I need like a wall here where I'm like, okay, beat me up enough where I can start like not forming these bad habits early
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because with Paul or Law, I had them early on.
Yeah.
Paul, I'm doing everything in my power where it's like I am not going into practice mode. I'm not playing online unless I have a very specific thing that I am trying to focus on, knowing that I'm going to get my ass beat or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's like, even if it's an easy, oh, if I just spam this combo, I'll just keep beating them. Like, I have to learn something. I have to. And that's what I'm trying to do with him, is like, he's supposed to be a very fundamental player.
Yep.
So it's like, cool, this is me like retraining myself.
Yeah. So no, I found that very helpful because I ran into the same situation with Azucena, who's my second character I've been using, where I'm just stomping everyone. And honestly, it's just because I think I am just better at the game than these people and like
getting that knowledge. Stuff. Yeah.
But yeah, like, so for example, in her stance, when I do the hell sweep, they would never duck it, right? Mm-hmm. But when I played you, you started explaining that. I was like, okay, now the mix-up game begins.
Yeah.
And that forced me to start mind-gaming you. And then you kept going down, and I would just launch you every time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yep. So that's what I needed, is for you to check me there. So I 100% understand that. Like, because I get, and I still got into a bad habit to the point where, like, I knew you were going to duck and low parry me, and I still kept doing the low because it was just muscle memory at that point. Mm-hmm. I was like, fudge, I really need to like break this habit and consider like what I'm going to do here. Yeah.
Yep.
No, 100%. I was just saying, it's so easy to, holy God. I have no respect for anyone who plays her.
Zero. As you're picking her up. But yeah.
Well, part of the like reason, I mean, she's cool and she's hot, which is like two of my check boxes.
Yeah, sure.
And she's easy, so it's like, okay, I'm not gonna have to spend my life learning this champ.
Yeah,
like I don't know what it is. Like, the guys do not speak to me. I was considering maybe Lee, I think Lee's cool, but he's really tough.
Yeah.
And he's got, like, I guess some characters have this mechanic where you have to have, like, frame perfect inputs to get, like, bonus damage or something.
Anything, especially the machinas, yeah.
Like the I guess, like, blue sparks or something. And I'm like, that sounds awful. I
have a couple of those, but, like, the crazy thing is it's, like, it's a difference of, like, 3-4 damage. So
yeah, so right.
Like, I was watching this combo, and the guy was like, all right, you can do this combo, which is extremely hard. And it was, like, showing it.
Yeah.
He's like, or you could do this one for 2 less damage. And it was, like, the easiest.
Law?
No, for Paul.
Oh, Paul.
It's, like, the easiest freaking thing. It's the same result at the end where it still pops you up. It still throws you against the wall. Dude, like, Paul will get you into a wall within, like, 3 hits.
Yeah, his wall carries,
like, it's
crazy.
It's insane. His throws are amazing. He's just, like,
his death punch or whatever is
great.
Yeah. 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 That, I'm not looking forward to playing Paul.
I'm bad at him, so it's like I just want to.
I'm surprised
play,
you,
like,
picked
real
him
matches.
Up, though.
Me too.
Yeah,
me too.
I thought you were gonna look at, like, Lily, and
I was looking at Lily. I think Lars might be my third.
Oh,
so I know. I was
that
trying to find
awful.
Something that was, like, on par.
Yeah.
With kind of who you were picking. Ugh. So
Lars,
I haven't
awful.
Gone down that path.
That'd be
yet,
great, but, though, lore wise, Alyssa versus Lars.
Yeah,
that'd be good.
Yeah,
but. Fuck that. I don't want to play him. He sucks. He sucks to play against.
It's the thing that solidified it is I played him as Paul, and I don't think I could throw a punch. He dismantled me so fast. I was like, oh my God.
He sucks. He sucks. I hate playing against him, like, a lot. His little spinny stuff. And then his, like, jump throw. Where he
Everything's
I don't
bad.
Know. I don't even know. I had to lab against him.
Yeah.
I got work to do, but. Yeah, I think those are the three. And I was looking at Zafina a little bit. I mean, maybe down the line I'll. But, like,
it's got legs. I like it.
I'm happy with. Yeah. I'm happy with. Those Alyssa's, like, so easy too. So it's gonna be like, you're not gonna have fun.
Yeah, but that's what I need. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I need that.
I'm glad I didn't start with those characters because, like, when you start with Alyssa and you just rely on her chainsaw bullshit, it's like you do not become a good Tekken player. You're just garbage.
But I need to find out how to counter that and figure that stuff out. And
I mean,
if I even can, you know.
Yeah, I gotta still work on that, but I don't know, it should be fun though. I'm excited. That's the problem though, it's like I just want to play Tekken and I don't want to play anything else.
Yeah.
And it's I gotta finish these games that I started, so it's like, because I still haven't even finished
a unicorn.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty far, but
I haven't. Yeah, I gotta get my Switch out.
Ever
I haven't gotten,
like,
out since we were at the hospital.
I'm shocked that you haven't, because that'd be like a perfect game to just chill with Penny and.
You would think, man.
Yeah,
you would think, and it just it's not rough. It's just like getting into a rhythm with her is tough.
Because you can put that on the TV and.
Yeah. Well, I gotta. Right? Yeah, I have to do the work to, like, hook up
station.
The.
Yeah.
Because the Switch Lite is different, and it's a whole thing. Yeah.
Nintendo.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Anyway. But yeah, so Children of the Sun's coming out. And then there's that other one that you were talking about. What was it called? That, like, Eve... They changed the name of it.
Which one?
It's like the Souls like.
No Rest for the Wicked?
No. That just came out, too. Yeah.
Are you sure that's not what it is?
No, the one that's like a Devil May Cry-esque thing. It's coming out on the 26th.
Oh, with the chick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't think of it.
I can't either. I'll figure it out. It's pretty much Nier.
It looks a lot like Nier, but it looks better than Nier, too. So it's, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called. Does it start with an A?
And I think, no. I think it starts with, like, an S.
Really?
I think. We'll find out here in 2 seconds here. Stellar Blade. Yeah.
That does start with an S.
Two A's in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, A is a good vowel.
The crazy thing is Homeworld 3 is coming out, which is like a kind of like a strategy game. I swear that came out ages ago.
Apparently so, not.
Clearly, yeah.
Are you thinking about potentially Homeworld 2?
Maybe.
That would make sense.
I was under the impression Homeworld 1 and 2 was already out, and then they made 3. And then, yeah. Or maybe Homeworld 3, this is the first time it's going on, like, consoles or something. I don't know.
Yeah, sometimes that happens. Where, because I will use, like, OpenCritic for a lot of that stuff. And then I'll say, recently reviewed. God of War. It's like that came out. It's like it was a Switch version, whatever. So
Switch version of God of War. Yeah,
you know what I mean. Though? Like, I don't know. I see that sometimes, and I'm like confused.
Apparently, Justin didn't care for it.
What,
the God of War? Like, he liked the story, but the combat just wasn't.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, the story is the best part of it, in my opinion, too. Mm-hmm. But I like the combat. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
The combat's like, it's not like not my favorite combat of all time or anything, but I thought it was fun.
I thought it was pretty good.
I did too. I liked it. It was engaging. It was good.
It's not, the problem is, it's not like, and to be fair, I don't know how far you got into it.
Because
the combat, I will say, is not like the original games, but eventually it is.
Right. Yeah.
So then
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, did he get far enough to hit that and like that? Yeah. I don't know. I don't even know if he was playing the first one. I think he was.
What's that?
I don't even know if he was playing the first game. I assume he was.
First or the second?
I think he was playing the first, because he just got a PlayStation. He was like, what do I need to buy?
Right.
It's like God of War, Spider-Man, and
tell him to turn that sucker on easy and just enjoy the ride.
Yeah, just go nuts. Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. Huh. God of War, so I will think about God of War, like, you know how like guys think about the Roman Empire?
Obviously, yeah.
On a weekly basis. Yeah. That's me with God of War Ragnarok. Like, what a great twist. What a great story. What a great world.
Was it that twisty?
Yeah, the whole Odin thing, I did not see coming at all.
Did I miss something?
Like Mimir? Or not Mimir, Tyr.
Yeah.
Odin, Tyr.
Oh, like mid-game. Okay. I got you.
That's a twist. That's a huge twist.
It is. Yeah. I thought you were talking like at the end or something.
No.
It's like, pretty straightforward.
No. It is like straightforward, but that's the beauty of those kinds of twists. It's not like trying to do too much, but when you go back, it's like all the clues were there.
Sure.
You know?
Yep.
Just love it. The small little, you know.
I know you liked it.
He calls Freya Frigg. It's like, you don't notice that the first time. And then it's like, fuck.
Yeah.
That was his nickname for, it's beautiful. What a game. You think they're going to make another?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are they going to do?
Do I think, what's his name? Corey Balrog? Balrog.
Yeah.
Is it really?
No.
Okay. I think it's Balrog.
Yeah.
Is he going to do it? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, he didn't even, he wasn't even in charge. He kind of stepped down a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
he was still heavily involved, of course, but he didn't spearhead it.
I will say more, I don't know if it's more exciting. Actually, to me, it is more exciting.
Okay.
Gear 6 is getting shown, I think, June.
Okay.
But they announced that.
Wow.
So I'm very excited to see that.
I got to go back and play 5 and 4.
Yeah.
4 and 5.
You do. Yes.
We should play through those, man.
Tell me when. Yep.
Yeah. We got to play through those because I played 3. I love 3. 3 is my favorite. 3 is my favorite. I know people really like 2. 3 was by far my favorite. It just clicked with me.
2 is nostalgic for me, but I think 3 is just the best game.
Like, I don't even remember the story too much. Like, the Gears story is like whatever to me, honestly. I never thought it was like that engaging. It was more about like the gameplay for me. For
I mean, it, like at that point, like 4 was fine. I think 4 was a good, like, hey, it's a new team.
Yeah.
Can they pull this off? And it's like, it's actually good.
It's a classic question.
5, I thought the story was pretty.
Yeah, you were really into 5. You kept talking to me about that.
I was just shocked that they would let you. Because like it's almost like there's some choices
that
you make.
That.
That it's just like, all right,
how are they going to handle that though?
I don't know.
Dude, that's, anytime you have choice, it's like,
that's
tough. I mean, you're not Mass Effect.
Maybe they're trying.
Maybe they're trying to be.
Mass Effect's coming. Dragon.
I don't know how I feel about that, dude. I don't know. But I do need to go back and play Gears.
You tell me when you want to do it, and I'll... Honestly, that could actually be something that's fairly easy. I could probably stream that. I could figure that out.
Yeah, but I don't know. You were saying it's pretty rough streaming. Obviously, Tekken's different.
Yeah, but Tekken's way different. Like, Gears of War, whatever. I'll
bumble my way through it. Xbox.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I can't do that.
For, like, the next month.
Yeah. No,
that would be bad.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I mean, that'll be interesting.
I hate it. Dude, putting the PlayStation up there, rebuying Tekken just to play that and like have something on the TV up there, but then remembering that, and you have to buy freaking PlayStation Plus to play
that
online.
That was a little brutal.
It's like $80.
You should have played Dragon's Dogma. Oh, wait, they have it on PC.
Yeah, it was on PC.
Should have played Final Fantasy.
I should have.
That was the play. Yeah. Because then it would force you to...
The reason why I couldn't do Final... I mean, Final Fantasy, I could pause it, but I always felt like I need to be, like, absolutely, like, sucked into that. No, and I was having trouble doing that, putting a kid on top of it probably wasn't going to be a good...
No, I think that would have been it.
Yeah.
That would have all connected the dots.
Sure.
Because you would have had, like, the theme is life, right? And you would have had life in your arms.
Yeah.
I think it really would have, like...
Okay.
It would have clicked.
All right. Well, I mean, hey, I can still do it. She's still of that age that I can just hold her.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. Do what you want, dude. Do what makes you happy.
What
Tyler.
I want is to get back on this PC, but
like, what makes you happy?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't know.
Cheese fries?
No, not really.
Yeah, me neither.
Food, like, I don't know. Food doesn't make me happy. I eat a lot of it, which is just bad for me. I can't, like, really, since we've lived here, I don't think I've felt like I've had a good
day.
Well, fair. No, like a good meal, like something where I'm just like, oh, this is like
that. Hey, Vicelli's hit the
cooked.
Spot.
We did the, you know, whatever.
Like when we were here last week.
Oh yeah, no, like there's tasty food, but what I'm saying is like I should be pulling out my knives and like cooking and actually like putting what I learned in Chicago.
Yeah, right.
Like doing something that's a little bit more healthy and a little bit more, you know, like fresh.
Yeah.
And not just Uber comes and delivers, you know, Vicelli's or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we made a lot of progress in a week. Just on like things that we had to do.
Yeah.
So that's good. Like this week was like a setup week.
Yep.
And then next week is gonna be like we're gonna put Penny in our room, so hopefully I won't be sleeping on, you know, downstairs anymore and that sort of thing. Third week is going to just be wrapping up where it's like, okay, like there should be nothing left. Like I should be like doing like a clean again. Like I'll be like mopping floors and just doing kind of like that stuff, but like that's it. That's the goal.
It's all coming together.
Yeah.
And then you'll be happy.
Well, yeah.
Didn't answer the question at all.
I know.
That makes you happy. Organization.
Organization makes me happy. Yeah. Talking through things makes me happy. Not the actual action of it, but I like discussing.
Like all theoretical.
Yeah.
Like color theory.
Color theory is good.
Like we don't want to paint, but we'll talk about what colors would look
good. I like making lists. I like setting things up.
Yeah.
Like the actual doing of things is rough.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So lists isn't like to-do lists.
I love to-do lists. Yeah. It's the ultimate procrastination. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I've been... I don't know, dude. I've been in like a weird, but not like good funk.
Deep. Well, yeah.
You know, like funk is really good because it's funky. I love
is
funk.
It? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like that's like baseline.
In my head, I was doing like the Fresh Prince.
Seinfeld?
Yeah. Or that.
Yeah.
I was like a banjo.
Fresh Prince isn't really funk at all. Like the theme song?
Yeah, I was thinking Seinfeld. I was thinking Seinfeld.
Fresh Prince is
the rap
is incorrect.
Yeah, like hip hop. Yeah,
hippity hop.
Hip hop anonymous.
Hip hop hippity hop. Hip.
What are we doing?
What was I even saying? I forget.
You're in a funk, and I was in me not knowing how.
Well, I was asking what makes you happy.
Speak
and
to
I was,
another man I was about ask- his emotions.
I
made a joke and made light of the situation. I'm sorry. What's going on?
Well. It's a funny situation.
Even me calling out myself.
Yeah.
I'm very self-aware right now.
Are you?
No. What's going on?
No, I don't know. It's like you ever have those, you know, weeks where you're like, I don't know what's going on. Like this past week has felt like a dream.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, I don't remember doing anything, but something happened.
You went through the motions. You got from point A to point B. Point B being 1 week closer to
like you ever
death.
Drive home and you're tired and you're like, I don't remember driving home, but I did, and that's really scary.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like a Leo where you get home and you're like, oh, I was perfectly safe, and then
in Wolf of Wall Street,
your car is wrecked and you have like no mailbox or something.
Yeah, that's a great
blood slate stain on your windshield. Yeah.
Scorsese's so good.
Yeah.
He's making a new movie about Sinatra. Leo's playing Sinatra.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm intrigued.
Huh.
Yeah.
Leo's playing Sinatra.
He can do it.
Yeah. Like, I
But
I
there's
guess.
Probably a better choice.
Yeah, probably.
But he could do it. Leo's like a degenerate. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like a total degenerate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a line of like, how good of an actor are you?
Yeah.
And I feel like there's a limit on like, okay, well, you're eccentric, you know, like we can do whatever.
Right.
Like Jared Leto is insane.
Yeah. 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 Right.
And
well, here's the thing. I mean, I tell people this all the time. If your job is to pretend to be someone else,
yeah.
Why are we shocked that the, like when you're good at that, you're a crazy person.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're kind of like
a professional sociopath.
The moment the public likes somebody, they'll put a persona on that person. And whenever that persona doesn't line up with who they actually are, it's
like Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
I think he just became Iron Man.
Yeah. Or what's his face becoming Elvis from Dune.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then he's like, oh, I always talk like this. Or I always talk like this. You know, like, okay, cool.
I think so. Sure. I remember a guy who did talk like that.
Yeah.
He was different.
Died on a toilet, but.
Oh, he did. A lot of people die on toilets.
Yeah, terrifies me.
Really? Every time? Is that why you do it in
terrifies
home?
Me. Because, I lock the door every time.
You don't want to be discovered in a public place.
Yeah. I mean, at that point, I'd probably rather be discovered in a public place. But yeah, like I lock the door and it always terrifies me. Like what happens if I just die in the toilet?
You should get like an emergency
TikTok video just on loop until my phone dies.
Yeah, but like you got to make sure you're not watching something embarrassing.
But it's always, always embarrassing. Like everything I watch. It's
on
like
TikTok
it's not
is embarrassing?
It's not going to be like this. It's not like
wholesome.
I'm sitting on that toilet like reading War and Peace or something, like intellectual and be like, oh, at least he died with dignity.
I don't think you can like be intellectual while you're taking a dump.
Probably not.
That just seems like a conflicting
idea. Can I give you a spoiler for Game of Thrones? Are you ever going to watch Game of Thrones?
No.
No? So the big bad, one of the big bad guys, like old guy, just big bad guy.
Like Darth Vader?
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
He was terrible to his son and everything.
Towards like Darth Vader?
Like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Towards the end, he was just taking a crap, and his son comes in with a crossbow and shoots him on the toilet.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds like
it. It is just like, it's such like a...
Satisfying.
It's a weirdly intimate and like anticlimactic, but also like, oh, that's like a big deal that just happened and like very symbolic and everything.
Yeah.
So it was like, yeah, it's well done.
I like things like that where it's like, because here's the problem with anime, for example, it's like you know every time a death is coming and you know every time a character's safe is because if there is like very emotional music and there's flashbacks to the importance of this character, you know they're fucking dead.
Yeah.
But if it's something sudden and shocking, you know that they're still alive or they're gonna be reversed somehow.
Yeah.
Because they never have the cojones to just end something in a very cold and unsatisfactory manner.
I can't wait to play Gears of War with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like you're saying, like a Game of Thrones does that well. Sopranos does that extremely well because like I've been watching a lot of Sopranos recently because it's like the best show ever.
Yeah.
But
I mean, Orange is the New Black. Chelsea was just rewatching that. And that's kind of the same thing.
Right. Know? It's like very, I think maybe it's a Western thing where it's like, I want to say more realistic in the sense it's like, yeah, it's not this like...
It's always sudden, yeah.
It's like sudden and like disappointing, just like life. It's like... Yeah, like a character will die out of nowhere. What I really like about Sopranos 2 is it has these different narrative threads that almost never get answered.
Yeah, I like life.
Right.
Sure.
It's like, whatever happened to this character, we never talk about him again. But it's not in like a lazy way where we just forgot about him. It's like, oh, this guy they were hunting escaped, and we don't know if he's dead or alive, and he never gets referenced. Well, he gets referenced again, but like, we get no closure.
Yeah.
And they do it on purpose, like with all these different threads. It's like, it's all meaningless.
Just screw with you, yeah.
That's kind of like the gist of it, where it's like what is the purpose of any of this stuff? Oh, that show's so good. Are you ever gonna watch that show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eventually. I'm doing Fallout right now.
How's that? I heard it's good.
Yeah. It's not bad.
I kinda hate Bethesda, so fuck them.
Yeah, Bethesda's not.
They just kinda suck. And the thing is too, is I'm starting to suspect that they've always sucked.
Oh, that's a dangerous thing, man.
And we just haven't realized that.
It's a dangerous, it's like a BioShock thing where it's like, all right, like
They made one good game, and
yeah, it's. I mean, they get lauded a lot.
Yeah, you know?
But yeah, it's like.
Did they make Infinite? BioShock Infinite? Was that all the same people?
Did I say BioShock? BioWare. I'm sorry.
Oh, BioWare.
I'm sorry. I was talking BioWare. So
BioShock. Like BioShock 1 was very good.
BioShock 2.
I think 2 is not as good.
I enjoyed 2.
Okay.
And technically 3 was bad. DLC for
was there a third one?
That's Infinite.
Infinite was good.
Yeah, but that was made by the people that made 1. 2 was made by an off team.
Yes.
So they get the bad rap, but it's also the DLC is like some say is the best in the series.
No.
I never played it, so I don't know. But
okay. 1 was good. Infinite was good. 2 wasn't bad, but it wasn't the same level.
It was more of the same. So it was just like you all the novelty of 1,
be it
good or bad or whatever. It's just like all that was kind of worn.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, yeah, I just remember when that came out. It's like, really, what is this? It's like really unique and creepy and cool.
That they're coming out with another one soon.
Of course. We live in...
Well, it's not BioShock. It's whatever the spiritual successor or whatever it is. Yeah. It looks very BioShocky, but...
I don't think it'll be good.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I was so that is one thing with Fallout, and it's very a Fallout thing, but they take the old-timey music. It's like an upbeat music, but then they put it to like just
it's like
death and whatever.
Yeah.
It's
like what, 40s? Like what time period would you say that is? 50s?
I want to say 50s.
40s, yeah. 50s?
I don't think it could be all the way down to the 20s. I was trying to think of some of the
No,
songs,
that seems but, early.
Yeah.
I don't think TVs were around in the 20s because it's TVs. It's like black and white TV.
Black and white, yeah.
I think it's like 40s. I want to say 40s, 50s.
Sure.
Is my guess.
Sure.
Maybe even later than that because it's like...
here, I'll figure it out. Type it in. When was BioShock... What time period is BioShock? Or BioShock Fallout? What time period? But the intro, I will say, is actually quite good. Like
to
I was
the TV
like,
show,
I was into it. Yeah.
Well, that was like Last of Us. I really liked the first episode.
Yeah.
Or the introduction, where it's like, this is how everything went down.
And you never finished Last of Us, huh?
Nah.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. I have a tough time getting into TV shows. I never finished Peaky Blinders. Like,
yeah, 50s for Fallout.
50s. Yeah, makes sense. I never finished Peaky Blinders. I think
that's fine.
I think Peaky Blinders is overrated.
It's fair.
It's not bad. I want to be clear. It's not a bad show.
Yeah.
It is like not. Everyone's telling me this is like the greatest thing since blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, it's good. But like I was 3 seasons in. I was like, all right, I kind of get the
gist.
I think the narrative was kind of. It was kind of getting a little bit all over the place in my opinion.
You run the risk because you are able to watch it back to back to back to back to back.
Yeah.
And you don't get that break. And I think that's a big problem.
That could be grating, yeah.
Because it's the same, like, how are they going to get out of this?
Yeah.
Hijinks.
Yeah. But, like, when I watch Breaking Bad, I know everybody's bringing it up. Like, that's a tight narrative. Like, they know where they're going, what they're trying to do, the suspense. Every season kind of has an arc, too. I just think, like, the narrative structure of that show is just solid.
Whenever you go on X, formerly known as Twitter,
you
get the... The people that are just like, oh, Breaking Bad's the best show ever.
Yeah.
And there'll be like one or two people who are like, oh, it's overrated, Breaking Bad sucks and stuff. And then the entire internet just
blows up,
trounces
them. Yeah, it's like, annoying. Like, I don't know. I know I'm one of those guys that says Breaking Bad's the best, but...
Well, I think that's the majority. I think a lot of people
I understand that, but I'm not a person who's like, if you don't like Breaking Bad, I will like say, huh, that's interesting. I wonder why they don't like it, but I'll never...
More curiosity,
blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it's like, dude, people don't like stuff. Like, Tyler hates anime.
Yeah, I would love to understand why people like anime.
Spits on it.
I don't spit on it.
And rubs his nose to it. Is that a thing?
Thumb my nose to it.
Blows his nose on it.
I blow...
Is that a saying?
No.
That sounds disrespectful, though.
It does.
Yeah.
If I use anime to blow my nose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You blow your nose with it?
Just in like a comic book. That's what I do. I get a Target and just blow my nose in all the comic books.
Ew.
Yeah.
That should be illegal.
It probably is.
Yeah, probably is. Oh, my God. Anyways. What was I even saying?
I don't know.
Oh, you hate anime. And you call me a loser. And then
I never called you a loser once.
I think you did.
Never once. With my eyes, but no one can see that.
When you blow your nose on me, that's like your way of calling me a loser.
Yeah.
I didn't even know where it was going.
I put all the anime on, I spread out on the table, and then rub your nose in it. Just like, look what you did.
Yeah, right.
Look what you did. True. This is bad.
True.
Bad True. Boy.
Well, I completely understand why people don't like anime. It's a barrier to entry. Like, you have to suspend your disbelief.
I was so excited because HBO was like, hey, here's the top five shows that people are watching.
Yeah.
I was literally just going through them all.
Yeah.
And an anime came up. I already forgot what it's called. And
well,
I
never even heard of that one.
Well, that's what bummed me out. And that's why I was like, okay, well, I'm not even going to bother. Because I wanted to watch it, just assuming you
watched
it.
All the ones I recommended you never watched.
Yeah, it's in my queue.
Sure.
It's in my queue.
Sure.
Vinland.
At least I gave Peaky 3 seasons.
Yeah.
And I gave Last of Us 10 episodes.
You never finished Last of Us.
4 episodes.
3 episodes.
What was the one, the gay?
3.
Yeah, I did 3.
Yeah, that was one of the best episodes ever.
It was good.
Yeah.
I hate The Last of Us.
Yeah.
And I want that franchise to die.
Well, good luck with that, because it's never going to die.
I know.
They'll milk that into the ground.
It is a cow.
Just wait for the remaster. Remastered. Yeah. Dude, the moment the PS6 comes out, like, they're remastering all of it.
Yeah. I don't know. It's going to be $80. It's good. Look, I'm in it. It's good. It's a good series. Good games.
Yeah.
I'm sick of it. I don't know why. There's something in my brain that doesn't want it.
Sure. I don't blame you.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyways, all that to say, Breaking Bad's the best. If you disagree, you're just an idiot. That's kidding. I don't know, dude.
I
was watching Suits, though. I texted you that.
Suits is...
So YouTube and their ever-present algorithm,
yeah,
a.k.a. God, was like, you will now be watching Suits.
Talk about such a swing on that, where I was like so high on that show. And then by the end, I'm just like, dude, I'm
terrible,
ruined.
Right?
Yeah.
Totally ruin it.
Yep.
At what point would you say that show just goes off the rails?
Was it 4? Typically season 4.
When Mike's gone?
Yeah.
When he leaves,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's just like the end of it.
Easy.
Also, yeah, when I rewatch it, Meghan Markle sucks. She's the worst.
Oh, see, I like her a lot.
No.
Yeah.
She's the worst.
I mean,
I think she's a terrible actor. And like, there are just some people, like Brie Larson, that when they act, I think they're just being themselves, and they're just like not nice.
So
they're just not nice.
It's kind of weird.
And you don't have to be nice, but it's just like, I don't think you're acting, and I don't think you're a nice person.
Just okay.
I just think this is who you are.
She,
and I don't know. It's hard for me to explain, but that's kind of the vibe I get.
She was in Scott Pilgrim.
Who?
Brie Larson.
Yeah.
And I completely.
She was actually good in that.
I know. That's
because
what I'm saying.
She was like over the top.
Yeah.
Not nice.
No, everyone was.
I'm more talking about Captain America or not Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
I hate the character of Captain Marvel because she's like trying to be cool and overpowered, but it's just like, I don't want to root for, like, you just seem like, I don't like
the Superman complex where you're just like, screw you, Superman.
Yeah, but Superman's like the nicest fucking guy. Like, she's like actually not nice to anyone. Like, watch any of those movies. She's like just not a nice person to anyone. She's like, blah, 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 blah.
Well, look, she went through a lot.
So what? So did Superman. His whole planet exploded.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, that's
imagine
fair.
You got shot off a planet and you look back and Earth explodes.
Yeah.
And now you got to start a life on another planet.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't know that. He's a baby.
He does eventually when he goes to the iceberg and
yeah,
his dad's hologram is like, hey, Clark, or not Clark, hey, Kal-El.
Yeah.
And he's like, whoa, what's that? And
so Chelsea's rewatching Smallville for
you
the
love
20th time. Yeah, but not enough to rewatch it for the 20th time. Smallville. I do love Smallville.
You love it.
But that
might
never
be one
set
of your favorite,
me,
favorite
where
shows.
It's like, oh, your planet died.
Yeah.
Like, okay, cool. Like, you're, let's say you're 18, right?
Yep.
You're in high school. You're,
okay,
you're getting up there.
Senior,
to be like, oh, hey, you're an alien and your planet died.
Yep.
How do you, like, you can't, I don't think you have the I understand loneliness.
Yep.
I understand being like, holy crap, I'm an alien, like,
yep,
what?
Yep.
But to be like, oh, my people were destroyed,
yeah,
or whatever, it just seems like, yeah, you don't know those people.
I
like
think
those aren't your people.
I think the best Superman comics do grapple with that, where he's like, I mean, at the core of the issue, one of the biggest factors of Superman's character is the identity issue.
Yeah.
Where he doesn't feel human, but he also doesn't feel Kryptonian.
Yeah.
He has no
recollection, no memory, no connection to his people, but he knows that he is part of those people. So he exists in this like purgatory state,
right,
where he doesn't belong anywhere.
Yeah.
And
so imagine how Captain Marvel feels. She's the most powerful being, right? I don't even know the Marvel scale of power, but she's probably up there.
She's so smug and I hate it. It's like, you might be saying, John, you like other smug characters. And it's like, yeah, I guess. I don't know what it is about it.
Yeah.
She's so unlikable for me.
I just don't like Captain Marvel. You're absolutely entitled to your opinion. Yeah.
In Scott Pilgrim, I think she's really good. And I actually was seeing her in a trailer for something else.
Yeah, there's a TV show she's in.
She's like a mom or something.
Good. Yeah.
And I was like, she actually looks really good in this.
Doing the... She's like a cooking show. She's like a scientist or something.
There's something. Yeah, she's very... We watched the first episode of that.
She was a very good actress in that. Yeah.
Yeah. She's kind of robotic a little bit.
Yeah. I mean,
But that's like the point of the character, right? Like, analytical. Yeah. Like very matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
That's the character. And I think, oh, wow, this looks really cool. She looks good in this.
Jesse Eisenberg's a perfect example of that, where like he's unlikable and like but when he picks his roles, he picks those roles where it's like he's this maniac.
I don't know. So I guess what I'm saying is I don't think Brie Larson's a bad actor necessarily. I do think Meghan Markle is a horrible actor. She's the only show she ever did was Suits. And
she had other things to worry about. Like
she's like becoming a queen.
I don't think that's how that works.
Almost.
Sure.
She's going to ascend.
Almost.
She could get there.
I thought they...
Shoot her.
Oh, wait, is it? Oh, it is Meghan Markle that they're still in the.
Yes, she married Prince Andrew, yeah. Prince Peter, Prince Charles, Prince of Persia.
Those are all of them. Yeah,
I don't know which one. I'm very bad at Prince Kennedy.
But the other ones left.
Yes,
I don't know. What are politics?
Oh, I do not understand. If I was a British citizen, and I'm just pissing off everyone now. So I got all the Larson fans pissed.
I was gonna say, okay.
All the
so we have no
Last
more.
Of Us fans are pissed today.
Sure. Okay. What
Markle
else we got?
Fans.
Yep.
Okay. Now I'm gonna piss off Britain. Which fuck you guys. You had your time in the sun.
They already exited. They don't even get podcasts anymore, right?
I guess. All right. I have no idea.
Continue.
First of all, their cuisine sucks over in Britain. It's the worst. They only have fish and chips. It's the only thing they got. Which is good.
They have beer.
Yeah, but isn't like German beer just better?
Sure,
they have beer.
Yeah.
But like it's, I don't know.
Dude, I had one beer yesterday and I had the worst headache I've ever had.
I've been having beer and I've not been feeling good. It's almost like it's probably not good
for you. Yeah, is alcohol bad for you?
I don't know.
Huh.
Whenever I drink rubbing alcohol, it makes me feel bad.
Yeah.
But I just thought that was like the side effect of cleaning your insides.
Exactly, yeah.
Right.
Like that's how you know it's working if it
bleach,
hurts.
Bleach, rubbing alcohol.
Please don't drink bleach.
Yeah, disclaimer, this is a joke.
And then anyone left listening, we just...
So rubbing alcohol is okay, but as soon as I mentioned bleach, over the line?
Yeah, but at least rubbing alcohol, like, it's not like peroxide.
That'll kill you.
If you drink rubbing alcohol?
If you drink enough of it.
Well, yeah, if you drink enough of anything, it'll kill you.
Yeah, don't drink bleach.
Bleach only takes a small amount.
Yeah, really?
Comparatively.
So bleach is like way worse than rubbing alcohol?
I think so.
I don't know. I don't know anything.
I don't want to look it up.
I don't even like Last of Us. What do I know?
I'm being very cognizant of what my browser history is saying, like, now that I have a child. Where it's like, oh.
That must be tough for you.
It's terrible. But it's like, oh, it... I can't look up, like, what kills you faster, drinking rubbing alcohol or bleach?
Yeah, that would be a
strange
one.
I'm guessing bleach. I think bleach is.
I think you're probably right.
Now, bleach or gasoline, that's a toss-up. I still say bleach, but...
Do you like the smell of gasoline?
I used to, yeah.
I do, too.
They put, new protection on the pumps.
So people don't drink it?
No, so people can't, breathe it in. Apparently, gasoline will give you, cancer and stuff, so, like...
Yeah, gasoline's bad for you.
Yeah.
So all these liquids we're talking about, don't drink them. I would stick to milk.
Even milk, coffee. You shouldn't be drinking milk.
Yeah, biologically, like we aren't supposed to drink milk.
Just drink water. That's it. Just
water's
water.
Good for you.
Formula.
Tea's good for you. Coffee's okay.
Is tea good for you?
I think so.
Tea's gonna give you all the kidney stones.
No, I think tea's good for you. I think the benefits outweigh the negatives.
The kidney stones? have a kidney stone and you tell me if it.
What are you talking about?
Tea gives you kidney stone if you drink a lot of tea.
Well, everything in moderation.
Except water. Drink all the water you want.
No, too much water is bad for you.
Well,
talk to a nephrologist and see what he says about drinking too much water.
That's not a real job.
Cheeseburger?
Nephrologist?
Yep.
That's a Harry Potter thing.
Nope.
That's what it sounds like.
No, it's a muggle thing.
No, I'm not going to take a cheeseburger. I'm sure you can't pull that out of your ass and me be like, oh, a cheeseburger, that's not a real thing.
Nephrology.
Nephrology is the study of water in the body.
I think he does kidneys and stuff. Let's look it up. Let's learn with the audience here.
This is so interesting.
This is a throwback Couch Company episode where we have nothing prepared. And we're talking about nephrology. Nephrologist.
PH or F?
First thing that comes
up. Yeah, the fact that it's an F is already...
Medical specialty, both adult internal medicine and pediatric medicine that concerns study of the kidneys.
Yeah, but they're...
Bang.
Bang. Kidneys have nothing to do with water.
I am a genius, yeah, first of all.
I know you are.
Secondly...
I try to always say that.
Kidneys have everything to do with water.
No.
Kidneys filter out your body.
Yeah. Right.
There's a correlation.
Yeah.
I'm not smart enough to get there, but there is a correlation.
You don't even...
We'll call one. Let's call a nephrologist.
Give me a nephrologist's number.
4-2.
Okay.
8.
Am I calling this? You just give me your mom's number?
That would be funny. I give my mom's number. Oh, man. That's funny.
I bought some Crocs.
Chelsea's sister's a doctor.
We'll keep going with this.
Ask her to contact Kristen.
Yeah. Kirsten?
Kirsten.
Yeah.
And then she'll know a nephrologist.
Okay. Okay.
Right?
You want me to text her right now?
Oh, you're going to go directly to the source.
You want me to text Chelsea?
Yes.
To text her?
Okay. Campus. All right. Go text her then.
My sister-in-law. I feel like there's a...
Yeah, you guys are tight.
There's a link there.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, text her.
She'll be like, who the heck... Like,
ask her, what's the question? Are nephrologists interested in how much water people drink? I'd say yes.
I'm sure.
I'm sure they're very passionate about that.
Fine. You're a smart guy.
So about Britain.
Yeah.
Fish and chips are good.
Yeah.
Their beer is probably good. And, there was a point I was going to make. I actually like English breakfast too, with like the beans and stuff. That's a kind of a controversial thing. A lot of people don't.
Yeah.
But I think it's good. What I was like a tomato, because you got like eggs, you got a tomato, and I'm not a big tomato guy, but something about putting that together.
Sure.
I like an English breakfast. You can mix it all up. Anyways. Whew. Oh, here's what I was going to say. I was going to piss them off because if we had a king or something and it's just like a formality at this point, we're supposed to give a shit about that.
Yeah.
Maybe this is my American in me and it's like I'm just like my primitive revolutionary vibes. Sure. Fuck that, dude. Why would I ever give a shit about a monarchy that has zero power and it's just a formality thing?
Yeah.
Think how much taxes they're paying towards that. They're all loaded.
Yeah.
That doesn't come off a tree.
Are you sure?
All the pageantry, all the blah, 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 blah. Dumb. Dumb.
Would you rather pay taxes to a monarchy, a specific
person that does nothing?
Sure.
Okay.
Or would you rather pay taxes that line the pockets of all the government officials and all the government bodies and
yeah, the problem is that still happens over there. It's on top of. It's a compounded effect.
Sure.
What do you mean you guess?
Yeah, no, you're probably
They're still paying taxes to politicians over there.
I'm just saying the thing. Like I'd
rather pay. That's a good question though. If I had to pick,
I'm willing
probably
to
the useless monarchy because I know they're not going to do any damage to me.
It's like you're, I mean, think about it, like all that stuff's televised, like all the weddings, all the funerals,
it's a big deal. Yeah. People love it. Like when they were doing the coronation or whatever, I don't even know if that's what it's called.
Yeah.
I hear that that's what it's called.
Well, it's coronation, but that's depending on.
No, because it would be proper.
Yeah.
That was more of
coronation.
Okay. Anyways. Okay. It's a big deal. It was televised everywhere.
Yeah.
Even over here. Why do we care about this? We literally beat these guys to a pulp.
Wow.
We crushed them.
We need France.
10-0.
We need some help.
No help.
We need a little bit of help.
Zero help.
Okay.
We returned the favor to France.
Sure.
Like 100 years later.
Yep.
200 years later.
We gave them gave them some fish and chips.
100 years later, 200 years later, 1776, 1940.
Oh, we're going to the World War II.
We saved France.
Sure.
People don't, you go to Europe, they don't admit that.
Well, why, yeah, why would they?
They don't like when we say that.
Well, we don't like saying that they help us either.
Yeah, they didn't help us.
Yeah.
They kind of helped us. Bunker Hill.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Me neither. Okay. I'm just saying Revolutionary War battles.
Yeah. You go from Revolutionary War to World War II and just keep bouncing.
That's a natural connection.
Yeah.
They helped
nothing
us.
Nothing in between.
It we just, said, we got you.
We skipped World War I.
They called us the one day. War. They said, hey, Germany kind of went a little overboard.
Hey.
And France is gone.
God,
we
no.
said, we're on our way.
Yeah, that's... No, we said...
After Japan.
I was going to say, like, no.
Japan had something to do with that.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And then anime was created.
Yeah.
See how it all connects?
Yes.
There's a connection for everything.
You're saying Japan made anime... To bury the hatchet with the United States.
There's a theory that, conspiracy theory, that anime is created to distract all of us from something or something.
What do you think TikTok is?
While stealing our data.
Yeah. And distracting.
Learning our tendencies.
And brainwashing.
Scanning our eye movement.
Yeah.
To see how capable we are.
100%.
I don't know. I don't have TikTok. It scares the pants off me.
I need to take it off my phone.
But you're not going to. You're addicted.
What
are you going to do with your life?
Here's my thing. I don't know the difference between TikTok or YouTube or Snapchat or... like
it's all the same.
As far as all... Like, they all have the flippy flips.
Yeah, but TikTok, the formula was
TikTok's
perfected.
The best, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's a reason it just caught fire. Like, YouTube Shorts doesn't feel very good.
YouTube Shorts have gotten better. There was a point where, like, their quality was just so poor. And, like, whatever streaming and bitrate thing that they were doing was just bad. They've upped their game.
They are sneaky beaky too, because sometimes...
I'm sorry, hold on.
What?
Sneaky beaky.
Yeah, I say that sometimes.
Okay.
Continue. It's like when you're sneaky.
Uh-huh.
But I rhyme to make a little more dramatic.
Do you always go with B?
Yeah.
Sneaky beaky. Not sneaky deaky or...
No, I like sneaky beaky because it's like... I just envision like a bird who's like a little coy.
Yeah.
And he's like... He'll like peck at you a little bit.
Sneaking the beak in. Yeah.
Probably a crow, because they're really smart.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I feel like a crow could conceptualize the emotion of being a troublemaker.
What wins if there's a crow fighting a dolphin, fighting a pig? Aren't all of them are supposed to be like super...
Wait a sec.
I'm trying to think of the animals where it's like, it's always these animals that they're like, oh, dolphins are the smartest people
in the world. Okay, I have 15 questions.
Well, people, you know what I mean? Animal.
About this fight.
Sure.
One, what is the structure, like what is the arena in which this takes place?
Yeah, I don't
I'm
know.
Thinking it's a pool with a landmass in the middle, so like a little floaty landmass with telephone poles around. So you have different terrain aspects for each fighter, so there's not an inherent advantage. So obviously the dolphin's going to start in the water, the pig's going to start on the little island. And then the crow's going to start on the little wires.
Yeah.
Now, they're not electrified or anything, but it's just like that.
Even if they were, it doesn't matter.
Well, I don't want the audience to think that, like, okay, the crow just might get electrocuted because the dolphin's going to splash water on the electrified.
I don't think that's how that works.
None of this works.
It just rains.
It doesn't rain there because they're in a dome.
Crows have a, like, it's almost like a rubber on their feet. How do you think they perch on lines?
Really?
No.
Oh. You had me.
I know. I got to just say, like, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you don't commit.
Yeah.
And then I would have just thought that forever.
Yeah, but, dude, there's so many times I have to start writing these down. I can't.
Where
I
you
can't,
get me?
Yeah, I can't.
I mean, like, it's not impressive. Like, are you supposed to be impressed? I literally believe everything you say because you're so important to me.
Don't make
that
me
I
feel
trust,
bad.
I trust you implicitly.
Yeah. Okay, well.
With my life.
Yeah. Damn it. Okay. I'm sorry.
A little reverse card for you there, buddy.
But you know how they say crows are super smart?
They are.
And dolphins are super smart.
They are also
pigs are super smart.
Yes.
My daughter, super smart. I wouldn't put her in this rumble. She would not win.
No. She's
someday,
a baby.
Someday.
She's an infant.
Yeah.
Someday she would win. I mean, humans are the most OP animal.
Yeah.
Because of our prefrontal cortex and opposable thumbs.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there are other animals that have opposable thumbs.
But they're not as smart as us.
Yeah.
Not as capable.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
Dolphin?
Dolphins are smart, but like, what are you asking?
I don't know.
Why are they fighting? How does that prove intelligence?
Just because you have to, like, what are they going to do?
Like, dolphins are smart. Crows are smart. I guess pigs are smart.
Yeah.
I don't hear that as much.
You know, I could be making that part up.
Parrots are technically a little bit smarter than crows.
They could organize. They could talk to each other.
Parrots. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, parrots are very intelligent. Other intelligent animals. Elephants are emotionally intelligent.
Oh, what does that even mean?
So elephants have a sense of community. So a lot of animals don't. So elephants will actually commune. They mourn death, which is very rare in the animal kingdom as well. So they understand the concept of loss and like attachment and that kind of emotion. Not that other animals can't get sad or anything, but like they will have like funerals. It's really interesting.
Do you think elephants or penguins are more communal?
I mean, we're talking sheer volume, obviously penguins.
There's more of a community.
I would say probably elephants because penguins seem to be more, I mean, they do gather in packs, and that's if we're talking emperor penguins, the best penguin.
Macaroni penguin is the best penguin.
The most incorrect statement you've ever made in your entire life. Emperor penguin is the best. So there is a sense so for survival, it's probably more important for the penguins because they literally need to huddle up.
Yeah.
But I would say probably elephants because they're more like stick together and work with each other. Whereas penguins, like they do have their teams. Like penguins will get married. It's pretty cool. They like present pebbles to their mate.
Right. Yeah.
Which I like.
And then the guy like holds the egg for
it. Yeah. They hold the egg on their little flippers.
Yeah.
Penguins are my favorite animal.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Emperor penguins.
So, well, yeah, whatever. What's a predator of an elephant?
Humans.
That's what I mean. Like, is it us? Like, is that it?
I don't know. That's a great question. Maybe
look it up. I don't know. Yeah, this wasn't on our. This wasn't on our. Oh yeah, really? To do. How do we say this? Like, elephants.
What are elephants
predators? That's not a good sentence, but I have my Grammarly turned off today. I don't know. I'll just cut all this silence out.
No. Lions, hyenas, and crocodiles.
Okay, so lions,
hyenas make sense. Yeah, lions make sense too. Yeah, remember Simba says something about I could use an elephant right now or something. Sure, I could eat a whole elephant.
Yeah, but then he dances on one. Dude, what do you mean? There is an ostrich dancing on an elephant dancing.
And he ate that ostrich the next day.
I don't think he did.
Because he's king of the jungle.
I don't think he did. He was prince at that point, please.
He was, but he became king.
Yeah, but then.
And he eats his friends.
No, they bend the knee to him. Like, think about that.
Do you think he's going to eat, Tyler? He got to eat someone.
The antelope. The antelope are the
They're bending the knee too. He's part of the kingdom.
I don't think they were.
Yes, they were.
No, I think the antelope.
Cheeseburger.
Why do you think they eat them?
Cheeseburger.
No.
We will watch that scene there. I specifically remember the frame
of the
antelope. Which the antelope go down.
Are you sure?
They lift him up. Mufasa. No, not Mufasa. I understand that. Rafiki.
Are you thinking of a gazelle, though?
I might be thinking of a gazelle.
I was going to say, I if an antelope.
Yeah, I'm thinking of a gazelle 100%.
I cannot.
Those are the ones with the horns.
Yeah, I cannot tell you the difference between an antelope and a gazelle.
They seem like the same thing, but they're probably not.
Whatever happened to our research department?
Gone.
Floundering. We need people.
Gone. Crocodiles. Yeah. How does a crocodile take down an elephant?
Dude, they're
crazy. Yeah. Because they, I think, don't like. I can understand hyenas. They work as a pack, right?
I guess.
And they laugh.
Yeah.
So they laugh at
all. They laugh and they kind of make it. It's like, hey, it's like we're
and they
all,
have
we're
like
all buddy
pretty
buddies,
good villain songs. Yeah. If there's a lion involved.
Yeah, Whoopi Goldberg was a hyena.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Anyways, lions are just badass, but crocodiles, I mean, crocodiles are badass too, but they're so flat. They must like chomp at their leg and then.
Well, you got to take them down the leg. Like, what else are you going to do?
Or maybe they just go after the young ones.
Maybe.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Dude, the animal kingdom is a brutal, horrible place.
Yeah.
But this is what I don't understand. So many people are like, oh, if a dog dies on screen, I get so sad. But if a human dies, I don't care. Mm-hmm. Like in a movie?
Yeah.
Like, dude, animals are so brutal. Like, what are we talking about? You think a lion is like gonna sit there and not chomp away at an elephant?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I can't watch any of those. Like,
but Earth, I don't know. Do you understand what I'm saying? Is what I'm saying make any sense?
Here's a question. Do you think there are more justified? Well, depending on your viewpoint, do you think there have been more good guy deaths or good person deaths or bad person deaths in film?
Oh, in film?
Yeah.
Bad person deaths, easily.
You think?
Yes.
Okay.
That's not even close.
All right.
How many bad guys die at the end of the movie?
I know, but just how many times?
And even in like kids movies, we're not even talking like adult movies. Bad guys die quite a bit in kids movies.
Yeah. Yep.
Scar dies.
There.
So, Gaston dies. Jafar dies.
I do. Well, every Disney villain dies. Javar doesn't die.
He dies in the third one.
In the third one.
That counts. Yes, he does.
It'd be the second one. Jafar's not in the third one.
I thought the third one was Jafar Returns.
Please, that's Saluk.
Huh?
Saluk.
Who's Saluk?
He's the bad guy of the third one.
Well, he dies in Kingdom Hearts. Does that count?
No.
How does that account?
It's a different universe.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
It's a sub.
They reference Aladdin's dad.
Sure.
So how is it a different universe?
It's a different universe. Aladdin can have multiple dads in multiple universes.
I don't think that's true. 100% I think it's
true.
One universe.
Yeah, you can't have. Kingdom Hearts is like a fever dream. It's not a thing.
In what way?
In that it has some. Dude, when you start introducing anime into it, it's.
What anime?
It's anime-esque. It's anime adjacent. Yeah.
Final Fantasy is not anime.
It's pretty anime.
I don't think so.
It's basically anime.
It's Final Fantasy.
Yeah. There you go. Right
question?
In the title.
What
fantasy.
Was your question?
If a crow fought a dolphin,
okay,
it would win.
I think a dolphin would win, I guess.
Dolphin would win. Okay. That's all I had to add. It's fine.
I don't know. But if a Charizard fought a Dragonite, who would win?
Ooh. Probably Charizard. I'd have to say that.
Same level.
Dragonite just doesn't want to deal with it.
Yeah, but
he'd take it.
I feel like when push comes to shove, Dragonite balls out.
I don't know, man.
But you can't forget that, well, maybe this is just Ash's Charizard, but Ash's Charizard was extremely lazy. Like, notorious, right?
Oh, well, in that case. Yeah, but wasn't it just because he didn't have the badges?
I don't know. I just remember him just like always sitting on his back and scratching his belly.
I never watched it because I don't do anime, but it doesn't
and he
really...
like never, it was always a struggle to get him to fight.
That's got to be it. Like, that's he got the Charizard before he could handle him or something.
I don't know what the reasoning was, but it was like, I remember he was like this wild Charizard who like nobody could control, nobody could catch, and then Ash finally caught him. He's like, "Yeah, fuck you! I don't really feel like working."
did Ash ever get a shiny Pokemon? Was there ever like a
no?
Oh, it's a different color, or whatever. Yeah,
I don't think so. Maybe.
Can you imagine
like 5 million episodes?
Can you imagine if Pikachu like evolved into a Raichu like at the end or
he
whatever?
Stunted his growth.
I know.
Kind of messed up.
I know.
Think about it.
Actually,
not really, because I think
you need
a stone.
You need a Thunderstone. Yeah.
Okay, so it's not an automatic evolution.
No.
Gotcha. Why wouldn't he want a Raichu? Raichu's like way better.
Yeah. Pikachu, well, it doesn't matter. If you try to do that, Pikachu refuses in Pokemon Yellow. If you try to evolve him,
I didn't know that.
Refuses, no.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Little Easter egg.
Yeah.
Little Thunderstone.
Yeah. Pokemon. They're taking a year off.
What?
Pokemon.
That's a good move.
100%.
They need to reset.
I think they started seeing like, oh, like.
This is bad.
Other like Temtem, Palworld. Yeah, like people are like starting to be like, oh, we can just do this ourselves.
Yeah,
and we can like, not only can you encroach, we can get
better.
So far up to the line, we're kissing Pikachu on the nose without getting sued.
I'd give Pikachu a hug, but that would put my life at risk.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
I would do it. He's cute.
Nah.
He's like a little mouse.
No. Nope.
Although mice aren't cute in real life, so
no.
I don't know how they're cute
they're
in fiction.
Eh, some mice are cute. Feifel.
Isn't that fiction?
No.
What's who's
based
Feifel?
Off a true story?
Who? Ratatouille?
Feifel Goes West?
I don't know that one.
No. All right.
Is that like an old timey?
It is. So here, did I tell this story about like why we named her Penny and from the Rescuers and stuff?
Yes.
And the nurses? Not,
yes.
Okay. Never mind. I won't.
That was on the father's episode.
Yeah. Okay.
Last
perfect.
Week. Check it out.
A lot of stuff. But I am excited to show her a lot of these movies.
Yes.
I cannot wait to watch her.
But
it's like Mufasa gets thrown off a cliff.
There's a little risk to this because, like, what if something you love and then she hates it?
like Batman animated series. Yeah.
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 Like,
that was my nephew.
What if she's like, oh, really?
I don't want to say he thought it was boring, but there was a quote unquote better Batman out, like a more like
modern.
Yeah. And he really liked that. So I was like, oh, if he likes that, he's going to love this animated series.
Yeah.
And I think he watched it, but I don't think he was like,
yeah,
binging it. You know, he wasn't like, oh, let's keep watching it. He was just like, yeah, okay, we're watching this thing.
Did it hurt you?
No, I understood.
You understood it. Really?
Yeah, it's a different thing.
That's mature of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
What series was he watching though?
At that point,
was it Kevin Conroy?
No. It was like The Batman or Brave and the Bold or something like that. Yeah.
It wasn't like Kevin Conroy, kid friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, it might have been even the what are the kids called?
Yeah.
Not the, I don't know, the
Super Friends?
Junior Squad. Junior. It's not Super Friends.
Yeah.
What's with like Robin and
Teen Titans?
Yeah. I think that might have been it.
Oh, like the cartoon one?
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, was it Teen Titans Go though? How old is your nephew?
Probably. I don't know. He's 20. I don't know. I have no concept of age. You know, he's 13 because he's a teenager now. Yeah.
So he used to be 8.
Yeah. He's great with, he's doing like football and basketball and everything. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Bottom.
Dude, what if Penny doesn't like anything you like?
It's possible. I don't see how.
What if she likes everything you like?
Also, I mean, that would be great, I think.
I don't know.
It's
she's all potential right now. It's a weird spot.
It is.
She could be anything.
Yeah.
She could be literally anything. Yeah. She could be the first female president.
She could solve quantum mechanics.
She could be the best craps player of all time.
Yeah. She could love D&D.
She could hate D&D.
Yeah.
She could be neutral about it.
Those are the two options.
No, there's a range.
I feel like you have to love or hate it. I don't think you can not care about it.
Mm.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like you're either into it or you're not. I don't think there's like, D&D isn't like it's not like Uno.
Okay.
Uno, I think you could be like, I really like it. I really hate it. Or
I like Uno.
Oh, whatever, I'll play it. You know, like you're not opposed to it.
I'm still convinced nobody actually knows what the rules are to Uno.
Oh, I know. You can ask me any rule to Uno, and I will give you the official rule, and I will tell you why it's a bad rule.
Okay, how do you win?
You say Uno, and then you go out.
Why is that a bad rule?
It's not a bad rule.
What you just said.
I'm talking like stacking draw twos, not a thing.
Not
right?
A thing. Why is that a bad rule?
It's more fun when you stack them. It's
analysis, Tyler.
Yeah, yeah, it's more fun. It hurts people more whenever you can stack them, and it's
you're psycho.
It's a big thing. Yeah. Well, dude, whenever you go around and everyone starts throwing down draw twos, and someone's hit with like they're picking up 8 cards,
but you just ruin that pretty fun. Person's day.
Exactly. It's like when you keep drawing. Like if you don't have a card to play, you draw 1 card. That's it.
What's the biggest comeback you've ever had at Uno?
Oh, dude. I mean,
like 30 cards.
Easy.
More 60 cards.
Yeah. Oh, dude, Uno rounds. Like we've had ones where it lasts like an hour.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah,
that's why you don't stack draw twos.
Yeah, exactly. But that's also like
so.
That was a drinking game. That was a drinking game too.
Yeah,
that's how we won. So Mike and I were on the same team at that point,
right?
And it was just straight up like let's play Uno for 4 hours, and every draw four, everybody took a shot, and then every time you were played. Something you would take a shot, but if it's like a stacked draw two, then it's like you're taking
two shots, three shots,
four shots,
or
whatever.
Is an exponential
depending on how many draw twos were laid.
So it could be 2 to the 5th power.
It would be 2 to the 8th.
Okay,
well, it wouldn't be. I don't think 2 to the 8th is correct. 8?
2 to the 8th.
I mean, there's eight draw twos. Is that correct?
Yeah,
two draw twos per color.
2 to the.
I don't know. It's a lot. You can get a lot of shots, but it's, you know.
So 256 shots?
Is that can't be right. No, that's not right. I think
that's
you get like 16.
Eighth.
Okay, so it's not 2 to the 8th. It's 2 times.
That was the joke eight. I was making, but I don't think your math was mathing.
Well, shocker. I'm bad at math.
You're not bad at math.
I am bad at math. I can remember numbers like crazy. I cannot do math.
Though. What's my phone number?
Your phone number? I don't know.
Okay.
So I never knew your phone number.
Yeah, you do.
No.
You've looked at it at least once in your life.
True. I'm not photo memory.
That's what you were selling
me
on.
What's my phone number?
412.
Okay.
5.
Yep.
Actually?
No.
Ah.
Actually, yeah. Wait, what is my phone number?
425.
5's right.
Okay, yeah. I'm going one at a time for suspense. 6.
Nope. Okay. Well, that was close. So yours is 412. 7.
Yep.
Is it really?
Yes.
7-6-1.
No, 7-2-6.
Okay.
Close.
Yeah.
If you got it, I would have been impressed.
I wish. So, talking about superpowers.
Yes.
I wish I had super speed.
No, you don't.
Yep.
Why?
That's my favorite. I want super speed. So then you'd be like, oh, tell me whatever. And I could like grab my phone, do what I want to do.
Oh, and I couldn't see it. Yeah.
Couldn't see it. Yeah.
I want to be like a cyborg. So I could also do that. But it just sounds like I'm thinking.
Oh, okay.
Or yeah. Looks like I'm thinking.
Sure.
But I just have like a computer in my head. So
it just knows everything. Yeah.
Just know everything. I can speak every language fluently.
Yeah.
Like how amazing would that be?
I should clarify. I want the super speed, but I want the comic book super speed where like I'm not actually destroying
time and space.
Yeah. Time and space or even just like
yeah,
doing that where like technically my speed is faster than the speed of the phone, you know, so right. I would still have to wait for that to
yep.
happen.
No, yeah. Like a cartoony.
Yeah.
Comic book.
I can really do whatever I want. Yeah.
No, I think being a cyborg would be the perfect balance.
We'll get there. I think we see a cyborg in our lifetime.
Yep.
Scary as heck. But yeah,
I don't like that. Yeah. I don't like that prospect.
A little cyberpunk action going on.
I do like cyberpunk quite a bit.
I bought Crocs. I think I said that before, but
I don't like that.
I bought two pairs of Crocs. One for walking and a house slipper, like a house Croc.
I don't know what you just said.
Okay, that's fine. That's all right.
One house Croc, one outside Croc.
Yeah.
Two Crocs.
Yeah, one for walking outside or on the treadmill, and one for just
when are you going to get your New Balance sneakers?
That's a good question. Probably when she's like kindergarten. Like whenever I'm in public with her, taking her to like yeah. school or something, I need to
great call.
Do the
white New Balance. Thing.
Yep.
Yep. Man, it's just like the go-to. Like every dad succumbs to it.
I'll probably do the Navy N. Like I'll be the cool dad.
That is the cool dad. Yeah.
Dude, I don't know. I need to work out.
Well, you're gonna develop your dad strength. You're probably already developing.
Oh my gosh, my shoulders. Whew.
You're huge, right?
I'm getting there.
Yeah,
I'm getting there, dude.
That's so envious. Yeah. I want to have a kid just so I can get strong.
Dude, there is a point when I'm just like, oh my gosh, I can't do anything. Now I'm just like, I'll hold her for
yeah
hours. Be fine.
Dad strength's real.
Yeah.
Dad strength's so real. It's such a buff. Ugh. I need that.
I don't know if the buff is worth it from a financial and just emotional standpoint. Like,
yeah, but there's other buffs you get.
Yeah.
Like caring about things.
Sure.
That's a big buff.
Yeah.
I know you were worried about that.
Yeah. It does make it a little easier where it's like, man, I'm like you said, like you're in a funk or you're just kind of in a rot and you don't know what to do. And it's just like, I'll just focus on this instead.
And she's amazing. And
yeah.
Penny.
Yeah.
She's only 1 cent, but we can work on that.
Yeah. The kids at Chelsea School call her Penny Nickel. Penny Nickel Corey.
That's
not two of those three names are incorrect.
Yeah, that is very. Yeah. Isn't it Copper?
Copper?
Penny Copper?
Penny Copper, yeah. Well,
right?
Yeah. We were doing
pennies or penny, copper?
Yeah, but nickels. So penny and nickel.
Like 5 cents?
Yeah, five cents. Yeah. She's 6 cents total.
Is there a hidden meaning behind that? Or?
Nope. I'd be like penny, nickel, quarter.
Remember when a penny was like a dollar?
No. I don't think
back in like 1920. I remember
when like, oh, you mean like equivalent to?
Yeah.
No, because like I wasn't
penny,
alive
the penny
then.
Store?
Yeah.
And you'd get like a fruit pop.
Yeah, now it's a dollar for a fruit pop.
It's like $2 and 50 yeah. cents.
Dude, the little ice cream cone is 36 cents at McDonald's. That's the cheapest. It was 40, technically with tax, it was 42 cents.
Yeah.
And now it's like $2.13 or something like that.
No, we're boned.
Yep.
They can get away with it, though. Like, yeah, nobody's going to say anything. Yeah, nobody's saying anything about it. I mean, they're complaining about it, but they're not really going to do anything about it.
I was looking at cereal, and it was just like, oh, okay, here's General Mills, and here's Kellogg, and here's whatever. And they're all exactly the same, because it's just like, all right, well, this is as high as we can go until they all raise their prices together.
Right.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, I think there's probably a cereal mafia.
Yeah.
And they collaborate on prices and stuff.
Yeah.
And flakes and corn.
Big corn.
Big corn is bad, dude. Big corn's a big thing.
Yeah.
Hence the name Big Corn.
And I thought I was alone with no sleep.
I don't know what it is. I've just been so, my brain is not working. Like I was, I had like interviews this week for this, for these jobs, and I felt like I did a horrible job. Also, like,
I feel like you always feel that way though.
Well, a lot of people tell me that every time they feel like they do a poor job in an interview, it's actually the best, like that's when they get the job. And every time they feel like they did really good, they never get the job.
Yep. Like so, whenever you go in, you just, you don't care if you get the job or
I
not.
I did, because that's the problem. So there is, this interview is two rounds, and the first round was, so the reason I applied for this job is the person that's retiring, I know her, and we have a good relationship, and she was like, I'd love for you to apply for this. I think you'd be great. And I was like, okay. So she was the person I talked to in the first round, so it was super easy. It was like any conversation we'd have. It was like the easiest interview I've actually ever had. Still professional, still everything like that, but so I felt great about that. I was like, yeah, nailed that. That was perfect. And then I had to meet with who would be the boss of that position. It was the second round, and that was this week. I think that was this week. I can't even remember. Like, my brain's in a blender. And I felt like it was terrible. I was, like, not ready. So here's how the interview opened. It was like, I got in, you know, she said, hi. Like, I've met her before, so that was good. Like, she knew, she like, knew me prior, which is great. Sorry, I just got a text that just totally threw me off.
Okay?
No, it's good, but I got to, like, figure out my schedule. Okay. Okay, so she opened up. She was like, okay, I'll tell you a little bit about myself, the position, blah, blah, blah. Tell me about yourself, whatever. And then she said, so I read over your resume and the notes from your previous interview. Why don't you tell me some stuff that's not on your resume? I was like, dude, everything's on my resume. Like,
so,
what?
So lazy. Continue, though.
I didn't know what to say. I was totally thrown off guard. Anyways, long story long, I didn't feel like I did a good job. I felt like I was like,
what did you, what did you say? Where'd you go?
I don't even remember what I said. I think I started up with like, okay, well, let me tell you about why I'm really interested in this position. And I talked about some of my experience and, like, you know, all these opportunities that I had. I found that whenever I have the opportunity to lead a project and there's a specific goal in mind and we're trying to accomplish something, and I have oversight over this and I'm able to organize, I really like that aspect of it. So project management felt like a natural transition as a next step, things, something like that. And so when I saw this in combination with, I've heard like your team has, nobody, everyone's spoken of your team very highly, and, you know, work environment's very important to me, something like that. It's like that combination, I was interested in something. And then I went, I don't know. Anyway, so I didn't know what to say. I thought I did terrible, but apparently they were telling me I did good, so I don't even know.
When do you find out if you got in?
Probably next week or so, but sometimes it takes them forever, so it's like, I'm like, I don't know if you've ever felt this way, or it's like, I mean, getting, like, if I got offered the job, I'd have to take it, because it'd be a huge bump in salary.
Yep.
Because it's two levels up
from
where I'm currently at, so that's like a, that would be like,
and then there's the, all the politics too of like, if you did it, like you have to take it, otherwise you're gonna get overlooked.
Oh, right,
and stuff.
But I mean, I would take it because it's like a no-brainer.
Yeah,
what I'm worried about is obviously there's a lot more responsibility than what I have now.
Yeah,
and so I'm like, oh, am I like gonna be ready for this? Am I don't want to do a poor job. And then they like, that's like the worst feeling that I'm terrified of. It's like they believed in me, and then I'm not what they wanted. And then they regret hiring me, and it's like, that's like embarrassing and terrible. And I just want to do well, but I also don't want to hate my life.
I think you grow into it. I think
maybe that's what people say.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It really is that. Cause I went through the exact same thing where it's like, okay, like this is the next step in the career. You have to do this. And then it's just like, oh crap. Like, what does this entail?
Yeah.
And it will be a shift and it will be a change.
Yeah.
But you you have to let it go, and you have to, I don't know, do it.
Yeah. So anyways,
American,
like it was that, but I just had like this realization this week where it's like, I don't know. I just like get in this cycle where it's like, man, I'm just not satisfied. I don't know what's missing. It's hard to pinpoint like what's wrong, but I'm just not happy.
It's because you're not making a video game.
I am not making a video game, but that sounds incredibly stressful too. I wouldn't even know where to start on that. I just feel like, yeah, I don't know. I feel like I don't have the skill set for anything. I feel like I'm okay at everything.
That's a good place to be.
No, because you can't do anything well. You're just like okay at everything.
I disagree with that. I think being okay at everything is a value. I think the jack of all trades isn't bad. Like I understand. Like I think your mentality is more of you want to be the best at something, which is
well, I am envious of people that are experts, that they have like a skill in a specific field or a specific subject or whatever. And I just feel like I'm not that at all.
But I completely understand, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, okay, that makes you great at this one small thing. The world's a big place. The
sure.
Topics that people talk about are big.
Right.
So it's like, if you just kind of know somewhat what people are talking about or know enough to hold a conversation of what people are talking about at a given point, I feel like that is more valuable than being an expert at this one small thing that like, if someone talks to you, and typically experts, they talk at a higher level anyway.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, okay, well, let's talk to you. Oh, okay, you're an expert. Great. Like, that's good for maybe a conversation, right?
Yeah,
or I guess. Presentation.
Right.
And I think that you also like to be liked. So I do like being to be liked. Being good at a bunch of different stuff.
I'm not good at a bunch of stuff. I'm like, I don't know. I feel like I can hang in most scenarios.
Yeah.
But not all. I don't know. It's strange.
Yeah, but you like learning. You like growing. That's
like
good.
Growing like a flower.
Like a beautiful...
Like a little photosynthesis.
If you were a flower, what flower would you be?
Tulip.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
Really? I didn't even know I was going to say that.
We probably had that conversation before.
Probably. Yeah. I don't even know why I'd be a tulip. It's just the first thing I thought.
I'd be a sunflower because I have a big head and I hate standing upright.
Ooh, yeah. That's not where I thought you'd go with that.
Yeah.
What are the characteristics of a tulip?
Oh, I don't know. Perky.
Am I perky?
Yeah. Can be.
I don't think I would describe myself as perky.
Dude, I don't know.
I feel like I have mood swings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tulips are known for that.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. The deer eat all my tulips. And by mine, I mean my mom's. Frickin' my
deer.
Mom plants the tulips. Yeah. Oh, I'm getting my garden together.
Nice.
That'll happen this weekend.
Sweet.
So I got to dig out all the remains.
Yeah, my stream starts, Monday? It's 2 days from now.
Yeah, Monday 30/27.
30/27 is it, yeah.
It's a big year.
I know.
It's a big year.
Tekken 9's out. That's going to be
Tekken 900's out. Yeah. All right. You had cardboard?
Cleaned out my garage. It took me 3 hours with my father, so two of us with box cutters,
yeah,
to clean out the garage of cardboard boxes. That's all I wanted to say. Cardboard is a nightmare. If I was going to invest in something,
yeah,
like if I was going to just... Like big cardboard, I'd invest that.
You think big cardboard's like a thing?
Oh yeah.
Is it bigger than big cereal? They probably work hand in hand.
They have
a lot of cardboard
in
this.
100%.
It's all
connected.
That's big.
Yep.
Yeah. Like considering that, then the crow might win. You know,
easily
because he's part of big cardboard. All right. That's all I got.
That's fine.
I did want to say real quick. I did talk about the YouTube algorithm thing, but anyways, just real quick. I've been getting all these King of Queens videos.
Have you ever seen the Sitcom?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I used to watch it when I came from school. And I think it just released on HBO Max or something. I need to verify that. Okay. There has to be behind the scenes, like, we're going to give you this money, put it in the algorithm.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Start to get it out there. It just showed up random. Like, what in the world am I looking up?
Yes.
That gets me to King and Queens.
100%.
What in the world? And maybe it is. Maybe I'm wrong, but...
You've been talking about King
for
how long? And your phone's just been listening. King.
But I hate King. King.
Yeah.
I hate King. He sucks. He's the worst.
You keep looking at DraftKings?
That sucks. I lose money.
There's a lot of Kings.
But it's all negative. So it should be giving me the opposite of a King. Giving me George Washington.
Okay, sure. They wanted to make George Washington King.
And he said no.
He said no.
Antithesis of the King.
Yes.
George Washington, MVP. Yeah. See, it all circles back to the revolution. I'm telling you, it's all one string.
When is the next Revolutionary War?
And it's just, where are we? Like, what conversation are we having is in conjunction with what place on the string? And if we just keep moving forward, we'll find our place where we started. It's a loop.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I hate that I followed that.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, where are you going with this? I'm like, okay.
It's all a loop.
Yeah, that's fine.
Like in the end of Alan Wake, it's all spiral.
Yeah, it's all a
It's all a loop. That's my like moment where it's like,
when is that coming out?
Tomorrow.
Oh, sweet. All right. We'll
go. No, I have no idea. Yeah. I haven't heard a release date.
Yeah, Control's out though, so we can play that.
Yeah, we should play that. I'm interested. I'm like all in on, so on that series.
For Game Pass and PlayStation Plus and all this crap that I'm not using. I gotta stop.
Yeah. No, that's tough. I need a limit too. I've been eating out a lot and I'm like, okay, I'm just like kind of wasting money. I need to, and it's not good for me. It's like a double whammy.
Yeah.
You ever watched that game show, Whammy?
Yes. No whammy, no, no whammy, no whammy. Yeah, we had an episode about that.
Yeah, we did.
Game shows.
Yeah. I liked that game show. Did it make it on the top five? I don't believe it did.
Nope.
Number one was controversial.
It made it in. All our number ones are controversial. But
yeah, but that one was like disproven. Like, this is, in fact, exactly not a game show.
Whatever. Doesn't matter.
Touchdown.
No, I won. And,
you didn't win. And, everyone loses.
I agree with you.
It's the best show.
No Whammy made it to the title, I think.
And if you don't know which number one we're talking about, visit us on couchcompany.games.
Yes.
You can see all of our top five lists. You go to the game show one, and you'll immediately get upset at what number one is.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever.
All right. That's it. Thanks for listening. As I mentioned, Couch Coming
I don't know
games.
What I'm doing with the timestamps.
Top here. One pie will just infuriate you.
Yep.
Game show. I think those are probably the two most controversial, but I'm sure we can get you upset on a couple others. And we also have our game ratings too. Speaking of people making people upset, so although I think we're pretty fair on that,
yeah.
If not anything like generous, so
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
you'll probably be okay with that. But check it out, see what we're thinking. Yeah, that's all we got. So we'll be here same time, same place next week. Thanks for joining us on the couch.